Jefferson Starship with Miracles on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Well, not even 4 weeks after finishing up the Ontario election, voters in this province turn their attention now to the leaders who want to be prime minister. Canada votes on April 28th, 5 weeks from today. Now, we already know that Canadians want a leader who will best deal with Donald Trump's tariffs and his annoying 51st state rhetoric. So to find out what else we're looking for in our next prime minister, we're joined by David Valentin. We're joined by David Valentin, principal at Liaison Strategies. David, are you ready?
I am, and thank you for having me.
David, let's talk voter turnout. Jane just mentioned it. We just had a provincial election. This election, this federal election, seems like more people are paying attention. It's unlike the provincial election that we just had. This federal election feels like something that Canadians actually do want. Could we see voter turnout above 60% for this election? Would that be a good number? Could we get up to 65?
Well, I think we have to consider what happened provincially. Everyone expected voter turnout to go down. It actually went up, which is a good thing. So I think, the last voter turnout federally was 62%. So 65, I think, is very attainable, maybe even 67.
Mm.
And hey, let's go crazy. What happens if it's 70%? Wouldn't that be great?
Well, you know what's interesting about those numbers? People who are between 55 and 65, as you well know, 75% of those Canadians turn out and vote. So how important are issues to older voters for the leaders?
I think it's really important because, of course, everybody wants to get people who actually show up to vote. And, unfortunately, younger voters, by and large, do not have as good turnout statistics. Now, to be fair, if you're a younger voter and you're university educated, you have a high income, then your voter turnout more or less mirrors the general population, but still not the seniors. So, I think we have to be really cognizant to see what the party leaders put in the window and how they address these issues. Though for right now, it's been all Trump all the time.
David, I want to ask you about blind spots and focusing specifically on the Conservatives and the Liberals. For Pierre Poilievre and Mark Carney, what could be the blind spot for each candidate that could sink the election that they're maybe not paying enough attention to right now?
Well, I think that there's always going to be challenges in how people perceive different regional areas. I think a definite blind spot for the Liberals is pockets of the 905 that have really turned their attention towards the PCs provincially that they may take for granted. And there's also going to be opportunities for them in the 905 that they may not be aware of. For the Conservatives, I think they have to be really cautious about Calgary and Edmonton. These are places that they hold seats. They're very urban, and right now, a lot of analysts are saying there could be trouble for them there.
Leading up to the election campaign, it appears to be a horse race between the Conservatives and the Liberals. But we all know a week in politics is like a year in regular life. So it's 5 weeks from today that we're voting. Do you see Jagmeet Singh making a dent in the Liberal support?
I don't at the moment. I think something will have to take place to really serve as a catalyst for that. So his best chance of doing something is the debates, right? The calendar is not friendly to him. April 2nd, the new tariffs are to take place. The conversation is going to be about tariffs leading up to the tariffs being implemented. And then once they're here, it's going to be about their impact. None of that favors the NDP. None of that favors the Bloc Québécois, who are in a similar situation right now. And they're both getting squeezed because the question is, who can best negotiate with Trump? Well, Mr. Singh and Mr. Blanchet, the polling does not show that they are in contention to do that, right? And they have not built their campaigns about what they would do with the American president. So these are going to be ongoing issues for both of those parties.
David, we mentioned very, very quickly off the top that this election does seem to be about Trump all the time, tariffs all the time. What other issues, though, are at the top of Canadians' of minds? What other issues do Canadians want to see these parties pay a little bit of attention to as well?
We saw in Mr. Polyev's campaign launch yesterday some of this. You know, the polling has shown for a long time that immigration is still a top issue, and the Conservatives do best with immigration. And so finally, you saw Mr. Polyev yesterday begin talking about the Century Initiative, which is a campaign to have 100 million Canadians by 2050, I believe. And so he's bringing up the specter of more immigration. Only Conservatives can be trusted to address that, to stop that. So I think that's one pivot we've seen so far. Canadians still, to a certain extent, clear about climate change, the economy in general, healthcare. But as you mentioned, the number one top issue right now is Trump, and that's what we're going to be hearing about for the next 35 days.
David Valentin, Principal at Liaison Strategies. Thanks for your time. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
The Supremes and Baby Love on the Morning Zoom now with Andy and Jane.